Israel News for Friday, June 7, 2024. The Air Force used precision mission to strike three classrooms in an UNRWA school in the area of Nusayrat in the central Gaza Strip, where 30 Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas terrorists were hiding and preparing to mount an imminent attack against Israeli forces. Many of the terrorists participated in the October 7 massacre. The IDF has so far identified and released the names of 9 terrorists killed in the strike. Hamas claims that 33 civilians, including 9 children, were killed in the strike, but these claims have not been verified. IDF spokesman Admiral Hagari said that Israel had twice delayed the strike because it had identified civilians in the area. According to international law, Israel has the right to strike any target, including schools and hospitals, that are being used by combatants. IDF Northern Command Chief Major General Ori Gordon said yesterday that while the army is prepared for a full-scale offensive in the north against Hezbollah aggression, such an operation will not commence until the fighting in Gaza is concluded. Senior Israeli officials have suggested that the northern conflict might be resolved through a settlement, but they acknowledge it is directly linked to the situation in Gaza. As long as there is no agreement in Gaza, the fighting in the north is expected to continue. According to a CNN report, Qatar has threatened to expel senior Hamas officials from Doha if Hamas does not accept a deal for the release of Israeli hostages and an end to the war in Gaza. Egypt is also reportedly applying pressure on Hamas to accept a deal. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that he will include Israel in the blacklist of countries and organizations that harm children in conflict zones. This list also includes Russia, as well as terrorist groups such as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.